Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, Ari, into the third and final hour. I will play this clip dealing with Prozac-type drugs and suicide, several Ron Paul clips, a bunch of economic news. We're also taking your phone calls. Jay brought up the lone gunman pilot, and then it had a season after that that aired about 5.5 months before 9/11. And I've had Dean Hagelin here on air saying the CIA would come to them and plant, and NASA would call them and say, we want this in your episode. And then off air, he told me even more, but I'm not at liberty to talk about it. The point is that the government came to him and said, let's have, you've heard him on air, you've seen the video interviews, an episode where the government runs drills to make NORAD stand down as a cover to hijack a jumbo jet by remote control and fly it into the World Trade Center because the Cold War is over and they want to start a war against Islamo-fascist. And then exactly that happens. And then they had a Philips TV ad where a F-16 flies over and blows up the World Trade Center in the months before. I mean, literally, I'm just guesstimating, more than 50, 60 examples. You start getting into them. And then you add to that the neocons writing public papers saying, the vice president, we need a huge terror attack to get the people to go along with Pax Americana. And then we've got now the neocons and Republican memos and governors and senators writing news articles saying 9/11 was wonderful. We sure need another one for our agenda. I mean, they've entered a new phase of just thinly veiled. Remember 2 months ago, Gary Hart, who sits on the CFR board that wrote up the plans for Homeland Security years before 9/11 even happened, saying we need to use this disaster to create a new world order? And Hart writes a letter to Ahmed Dinajid saying, you better submit to us and do whatever we say. Our government staged the Gulf of Tonkin, you know, staged other events. Just because the majority of our people don't want war with you now doesn't mean there can't be a provocation. And the question you've got to ask yourself is, will our government stage events? I mean, that isn't even veiled. And it was all over the news. I mean, they don't even veil it. But I'm not supposed to talk about it. So they can just have a bio release, whatever they want next. Because I've always told you, the next event will be even bigger. And the next will be even bigger. And they'll get us more and more herded into compact cities, more and more controlled. I understand their operations. I've studied them. Believe me, if you did nothing but study the New World Order, you would be as informed. But going back to Jay in Tennessee, you want to comment now on that?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Last time I read The Stand by Stephen King, and I know that's old, but it just sort of prompted in me that this awareness,
evil,
if you will.
Where this evil guy that wants to rule the world has released a flu that kills everybody.
Yeah. For the last 20, 30 years, I think that was 1977, the last 20 years or so, 30 years, there's been, you know, think about 28 weeks just recently, think about 12 monkeys, think about, you know, all these pop culture.
And there's a crazy university scientist who wants to release the bioweapon, and then you got Bianca.
Right.
Look, it's over, folks, okay? I'm telling the cops, the military, all of you, if they win, if you let them continue, you are going to be holding your dead children in your hands, okay? And it's over. It's over. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, it's just, it's everywhere. It's and it doesn't have to be a bio release. I'm not trying to, again, you know, be a prophet or anything.
Well, I'll
like
hold
that.
You over because this is a key call, but let me just elaborate now. Well, you know what? Finish up, and then I'm going to elaborate after the break.
Well, I was just going to say that the religion of that mindset that you're talking about, of the occultist, of the person who hates humanity, is that he can propitiate both principles. And this is what most people understand. They think, well, they're a man. They're good, right? They're a good person like me. Well, no. This the mindset of this person is magical, if you will. They believe that you can play both sides of the fence, if you will. Swing both ways religiously.
Yeah, right? They believe in, quote, balance, having a dark side and a light side, and they believe whoever kills the most people, that's why they admire Hitler and Mao and the rest of them, they believe if they can kill the most people, they will be the most powerful. Stay there, we'll explain it.
It is a big idea, a new world order. in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to be clear. I don't believe in all this magical stuff. The elite do. Read official United Nations biological diversity assessments. It talks about how they must do mass rituals to save the earth and how human sacrifice needs to be reinstated. You can't make, I say this a lot, and people make jokes about it, but it's true. You can't make this type of stuff up. It's so out in the open. It's so crazy. And they believe that they have to warn you first. They have to leave right out in the open clues repeatedly of what they're going to do, and they also believe that it's revelation of the method, that it prepares your subconscious. And you see a movie like I Am Legend, based on the 1950s book that's been a mega man and a bunch of others, and it's all about martial law, crackdowns on cities, everybody died. They even admit that it's a cure for cancer virus that goes wild. It's a cancer virus that makes you immune to cancer. And then it, you know, kills 90% of the world's population, and then 10% is left, but only 2% is immune. The other 8%, you know, turn into just psychopathic killers, just absolutely crazed. But see, it's not big in Hollywood with this stuff. No, you just get diabetes, you just get Crohn's disease, you just get cancers all over, and you just die. There's nothing fancy about it. You know, You're not going to be bench pressing 800 pounds like I Am Legend when you're flopping around dying in your house. and the government's running around posing as saviors, and the military and police and firemen think they're trying to save people as they're dropping dead, and as they get the news that mama and daddy and their wife and their kids are all dead back in Tennessee or Texas or New York. And I know you're going to cry your guts out years from now if the globalists do this, and a lot of you are going to wake up at that point. That's the big thing we got going for us, is that the globalists are probably just going to go ahead and do all this the way things look right now. And people can self-censor and not talk about 9/11, and they can self-censor and try to be mainline. That's fine. You'll be flopping around dying. But when all that happens, and when you're burying your children, God forbid, just trying to get this, you know, get real here with you, then you're going to remember old Alex Jones. He'll probably be long gone then. And you'll remember and go, man, that guy said all this was going to happen. And yes, they clearly have it in the cards. They've said we're going to have a bio release. Bush has said, I don't know if it'll happen under him or Hillary or whoever else comes. The point is, it's on the table. And, you know, in I Am Legend, they not only have comments about martial law and forced relocation, they cut to, I guess, Shrek 2 or Shrek 3, I haven't seen it, with something where the donkey's talking to the ogre about relocation. They're trying to take him to a relocation camp. I mean, the whole movie, in fact, Rob's seen it. Hey, call Rob in here. Aaron. You can't hear him. He's got a headset on. Hold on. Here comes Rob Jacobson. I asked what he thought of the movie, and he laid out exactly what I thought with precision. He's a really smart guy. And he said exactly what I thought, word for word. It's always Paul Watson similar to having the same view. And it's not that we copy each other, because evidenced by seeing something new and having the same view. It's that we can see something entirely new and give the same analysis, because we understand these people. Now, Rob couldn't do that 3 or 4 years ago. Now he can, because he's really been immersed in this and he's a smart guy. Any of you can do this if you've got a good brain, and just even an average intelligence. If you try to tune into the reality. I'm going to go back to Jay here in a minute, but he brought up something really important, all this esoteric stuff. But it's everywhere. And so it prepares you for martial law, prepares you. You know, even something horrible and scary, the psychological study shows, prepares you to deal with it when it actually happens. Because they're worried about how you're going to panic when they release, you know, the Vectron 9 virus or whatever it's going to be called. And I predict the first waves, well, I predicted this and then it happened, SARS, bird flu, they only kill a few hundred here and there. It's still real deadly. They have practiced lockdown drills. They save us, and the next attacks get bigger. 1,000 die, 20,000 die, 100,000 die. A few years later, 1 million die. We're all in compact cities being scanned and controlled, tracked. The elite, again, spray us and put in our food and water compounds so we have it. Because they're all going to be sprayed themselves, so we have to already have half the compound in us, then we're given the other compound. I tend to think it's actually going to be chemical, and they're going to claim it's biological from a lot of the things I've seen that they do. They've got the genome project down to specific bioweapons. Dick Cheney says they want to use race-specific bioweapons. Rob, you saw I Am Legend. Break it down for people.
Yeah, there was a pretty frightening kind of esoteric messages kind of dotted throughout the entire film. From the very beginning right up to the very end, it was kind of trippy to kind of try to watch that film and kind of tune out all those messages that they were just kind of blatantly putting in everybody's face. I couldn't help but notice it one after the other, especially anything as simple as gas prices that looked very near future to speeches that Will Smith said, including everybody is dead and there is no God and all this kind of occultic kind of stuff.
And 90% of us died. Of course, it's the exact number they're pushing for.
Exactly. And 90% die. There's a couple of people that survive, but they are devoured by, those who are infected by the disease and so on and so forth. And there's a small population.
Which will happen in real life, the riots, the burning. They won't need to be ghouls.
Exactly. I mean, it's just sort of like they laid out their plan and they played it forward for everybody with this story. You know, this kind of comic book level story that just kind of played their agenda forward. And then they dotted it with all this symbolism throughout it, and it was really difficult to ignore.
Like when he's giving the speech about the great evil, behind him is the Chase Manhattan building, the only visible building. They show a Batman symbol superimposed over a Superman symbol. Everybody went, ooh, is that movie coming out? I mean, these guys don't play games. It's like, well,
yeah.
Like Mayor Nagin playing the very same role in Oil Storm months before it actually happened.
Right. It's like that Batman-Superman symbol, which may seem to most people like, oh, obvious, just movie promo kind of stuff inside a movie. If you think about it, it was a little troubling to me to see it because everybody in the theater was affected by the Batman promo that was happening just before the film. And then you see this futuristic promo going on in a futuristic film about a virus that kills everybody, allegedly in only a few years from now, and here's a film that they're going to release in just a few years from now. You know, it's a controlled environment in that film. They control everything. And it's
you just learn to notice things, and this thing was a threat. I mean, you know, other films have little things. I mean, this whole thing had mind control written all over it.
It did. It was really troubling to watch, and every time these symbols came up, I felt kind of like, you know, saw Alex too. He noticed every single one. He was just like, oh my God, you know, because there were so many, there were so few and so obvious. They just, I mean, blatantly put it in our face that, bam, this is what's going to happen. Boom. We know that most people don't notice the symbolism. This is for our audience, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it just went on and on and on. And the story at the end, you know, it's the same old classic.
Yeah, explain that at the end there is this elite little community. It's old world. The houses all look like from 300 years ago, old church steeples. The earth has come back and it's beautiful. It's a good thing that man all died because now this wonderful age can begin.
Exactly. There's even this one shot right before they drive up to that little town where it's like the green trees, the blue sky for a second, you know, and it just really reminded me of everything that we've been doing over here, talking about the environmentalist, the pantheonic kind of vision that when the people are gone, the green earth will thrive. And it was just crazy how much, you know, just bam, the people are gone, the green earth. And it just goes right along with this pantheonic.
And they've got all these books and movies and videos out about this now, about how great it's going to be when we're all dead.
And exactly. And it just isn't even the point of view that they're pushing, the fact that they want to you know, when everybody's dead, when the death is alive and, you know, the whole world is exterminated, then we'll have green trees. It's just crazy that they're pushing this and they're shining it up. And most people can't even see it because they were into that Batman, Superman sign. And
well, they'll know when they're dying. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate you talking to us. Go ahead and finish up, Jay. And I got to get to Mike, Dan, Ron, and others. Go ahead. Finish up what you were saying, Jay.
Speaking of the Batman image superimposed that you guys mentioned in the movie, I Am Legend. Think about also Batman Begins with Christian Bale. It came out a few years ago. What, you know, what's the premise there in that one too? It's you know, Liam Neeson's the head of a secret Eastern society that comes and balances good and evil, and they let loose, you know, it's not a bio release, but it's a kind of a chemical release all through New York, or Gotham City, not New York. But so again, that same scenario keeps running its currents through, you know, our culture. And also others have written on this, really good analyses. Craig Heimbigner and Michael Hoffman have written on this. But I'm like, yeah, I don't believe in magic, Alex. I think that these people do. I believe in it insofar as it's, you know, demonic, and demonic entities, you know, manifest themselves or whatever. But no, the worldview itself is self-destructive. That's what's so amazing about it, is that it's a religion, a worldview that is self-destructive, and yet the light's in that destruction.
Well, they feed on the destruction, so they bring life from it for themselves and then always centralize their power to a greater level. Thank you, Jay. Sorry, go ahead.
Ordo ad chaos, right?
That's it, order out of chaos. Thanks for the call. Okay, now I'm going to try to move quicker. I get to these callers that bring up such central points, and if I'm going to talk about esoteric and symbolism and throwing it in your face, I've got to give some background to you and really elaborate on it a little bit. But it is everywhere. It's their little game, their little joke. And again, they believe they get great power out of displaying what they're going to do before they do it. We're going to talk to Mike in Wyoming, Dan in Georgia, Ron in Nevada, and many others on the other side of this quick break.
Ted Anderson from Midas. December 18, 2007, gold 890-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $825.08, $406.65 per half, $203.33 per quarter. That's $825.08, $406.65, and $203.33. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as Dr. No, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, to go north, Alaska's home.
Yeah, that's where the Kanemek, one of 83 Napa Superhighways, is going, being built, connecting into existing roads. It's all over the official government documents, publicly being built. Doesn't exist if you ask the news. Yep. It's like they spray us with nerve gas all the time and kill American citizens, and it comes out later, and they just go, hey, we're the government. We murder you. We love you. Shut up. You want some radiation? Shut up. We've got automatic weapons. You're scum. You're animals. We rule you. Evidenced by the fact you aren't even aware of what we're doing. That's their attitude. Mike in Wyoming, welcome, sir.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hello, good to hear from you.
This is going to be a pretty good segue to your previous caller. I want to recommend an author to you and his two books. The guy's name is David Livingston. I'm not sure, but I think he's Canadian. But they're Terrorism and the Illuminati, and his previous book, The Dying God. It's not what you might think it is from the title, and that incidentally is the title of his website.
What does he say? Well, yeah, thedyinggod.com?
Yes, and you can contact him through that website. He is interested in an interview by you. He knows who you are, and I think he would be dying.
Well, what does he write about?
The evolution of this of the spiritual aspect, which is what I've been interested in. What drives these people? You know, who their God really is, and how it evolved over history from the from Babylon on forward.
Really, it's they worship Kali, a blood drinking murderous, but she's beautiful. It's not like the Indian god in that respect, a blood drinking goddess.
Yeah, and it's well documented, it's well written and scholarly. And
he says they worship a blood drinking goddess. Well, then he got it right.
Yeah, in effect, he does. But terrorism and the Illuminati ties it directly into how these people are using phony Muslims, which is like we have phony Christians and phony Jews, to stage their this clash of civilizations. And but his previous book, The Dying God, deals more specifically with the evolution of this cult as a pseudo religion. So if you're interested in getting into the heads of
these, Mike, you hadn't called in about a year, and then you called a few months ago. You're a medical doctor. What do you think of all the inculcation about how there's going to be a bio attack? We're going to take all your rights when it happens. All these movies getting us ready.
It's hard to know. I think they want to keep us off balance, and so they keep putting these little veiled threats out there, and I don't know why are they worrying about a North American Union if they're just planning to kill us all off. My guess is that most of this is just smoke and mirrors.
Well, I mean, they're going to do those ops in the third world and then use the fear to set up, when you say 80-90%, well, that leaves Europe and North America.
Yeah. Hey, incidentally, just on a side note, I emailed the morning show on CNN the other day. I was frustrated. Robin Mead, the very attractive lady, and the political commentator there, oriental-looking guy, were talking about the Republican race, and they studiously avoided mentioning Ron Paul. I emailed him and said, "Why do you guys keep pretending that Ron Paul doesn't exist?" And 2 days later, today, this morning, just before I'm leaving out the door, they say, "Mike in Wyoming has emailed us, and he asks, why do you keep pretending that Romney is ahead of Ron Paul?" So they morphed my question around to something that they wanted to address, and then showed how.
Well, that's what they did with the YouTube questions. They took everybody's questions and then wrote new ones.
Yeah. So they showed Romney in some stupid poll was at 16% versus Ron Paul at 6. But then they did acknowledge that Ron Paul had gathered about as much money, 6.4, I think they call it, million in one day.
But see, they have to lie. Fox and CNN and all of they just can't help but spin.
Yeah, I know. It's in their nature. Even when the truth would serve them better.
Well, I mean, I wonder what all these, because you see these yuppies and people that love the system. They're hyper-competitive. They're crazed whenever you look in their eyes. And I just don't understand how they stay in that agitated state and how they're just so greedy to dominate everybody. I mean, do they think they're going to be part of this power system?
Well, must be. And that's what Weishaupt spoke to, many years ago, how all these people expected that they were going to be lieutenants and they were going to be well rewarded, when their plans were fulfilled, and how naive all these people were. So, and I think that's where you do an excellent job of breaking through that nonsense.
Have you heard about all the national hosts now are saying I'm a Timothy McVeigh and need to be arrested?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, they only have to look at the French Revolution. Most of these guys will eat their own very quickly, and, there's no way that all these people are going to end up, at the top of the heap.
I hear you, Mike. Good to hear from you. More calls straight ahead, and I will get to some of these audio clips right here on the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make a run. Because when them old boys raised on shotguns, we say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't
we're back Night Live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Right, I'm going to take five more calls, and I've got to play these clips and cover some other news. Who is up next here? Is that me, Dan in Oregon? Oh, Georgia. Dan in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, it's a real privilege to talk to you. I did get your video Endgame and Loose Change Final Cut, and it was very, very good. I do want to say I appreciate you confronting that military person that was, you know, on the streets of New York, you know, trying to violate your constitutional rights, and what you told him to go back to Russia. And I wanted to let you know that I am an official moon bat on the Neil Board show now, and I keep this, you know, 9/11 stirred up on a daily basis here, you know, on the Neil Board show.
You sound like the guy I heard that called in on the Best of They replayed, who tried to plug Infowars.com, and you said, I didn't used to believe this guy, but I checked it out, and it's true. And then he said, Alex Jones is like Tim McVeigh and Charlie Manson. Was that you?
That was not me. I wish it was, but it was not me. But I did get the Infowars.com. He allowed me to say it on the air. It's amazing. And I want to let you know that my pastor, my church, when we preach in the street, you know, and our website is sonsofthunderdr.com, and we've been arrested several times, and we're not going there just to get arrested, but we are standing up for, you know, our rights, and we have several lawsuits, and one is against the city of Atlanta right now. You can go to our website and see those cases, but I just, you know, wanted to say I appreciate it, and I've just, you know, believed this 2 months ago, Alex, and I'm grabbing everything I can about 9/11 and sharing it with people. And my pastor said I could pass out the Loose Change Final Cut. I could pass it out on the street corner as we're preaching out there. I'd say, you know, appreciate it, Alex. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir, and God bless you. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Ron in Nevada, then Dorian. Ron, you're on the air.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all.
Oh, you just committed a thought crime. You said Christmas.
Yeah, I know. You're going to put me in jail, right? I wanted to tell you about Ron Paul and the New World Order. There's a Northern Nevada program on. He was on a couple of times, and the first thing they made note of was that there was some guy that was supporting him. I don't remember the fellow's name, but he was supporting him in gold, and the FBI was investigating this guy for the tender law.
Yeah, that was the Liberty Dollars. There's hundreds of mints putting out gold coins, but they said Ron Paul's picture was on it, and they said that that was competing with the Federal Reserve, yes.
Yeah, then what they tried to make it look like on a recent show was that Ron Paul is receiving the money. So that would make Ron Paul conspire with this guy.
That's right. We've got Hillary with the Chinese generals giving her money again. That's okay. We've got all these big donors, but Ron Paul just raised $6.6 million in one day from, on average, $45 a piece donors. And, yeah, I saw national news implying Ron Paul was involved with some type of criminal counterfeiting because some gold coin company was selling gold and silver coins with his picture on it. There are hundreds of companies that print up their own gold and silver coins. I mean, it's insane. Anyone who has half a brain knows that. But again, have you heard about the news reports of when you try to buy stuff with a $2 bill now, you get arrested? Because the shopkeepers think it's a counterfeit. And then the cops show up and don't know. The public is dumber than dirt. So they think gold coins printed up by somebody else are illegal.
Well, what they made it look like, that Ron Paul was receiving the money, and then he would be, conspiring. In other words, if there's any charges, he didn't know what the charges were against this fella, but if there were charges, he would be, a party to it.
No, yes, very evil, very evil. I appreciate your call. Here's another example. I have a shopping cart at Infowars.com. It's a Yahoo shopping cart. It's got the highest securities, but we have a Yahoo shopping cart. But every day there's three or four fake orders on there. I mean, in off days, I'll come in here, we'll have only like 20 orders, and three or four of them will be fake. And what they're doing is they're not trying to get my videos or books. They go in to Amazon. Amazon supposedly has hundreds of thousands a week of these. And they test credit card numbers. Because what happens is a lot of these foreign-owned, predominantly foreign-owned gas stations when you swipe your card there, and this is the government admitting this, where most of the theft is, not the internet. They're testing the cards on the internet. Those guys at that gas station will then send it back to Indonesia, send it back to Nigeria, send it back to Algeria, send it back to Saudi Arabia. It's send it back to Israel's big on this, but nothing compared to the Asians. And then they've got a list of credit card numbers. Well, they're wanting to see if these numbers are good. Because a lot of times they've been canceled or they've been stolen, or they'll have a list of thousands of credit cards that have been stolen from banks or fenced out of gas stations or shopping mall centers. And, again, they don't take your card when you buy something from them and go buy stuff with it. They sell the number to their cousin. And so they go online and they test the cards, to make a long story short. And every day we got three or four of these, sometimes ten of them, but usually about three or four. And we go through and we see it's fake. You can see it's fake real fast because they'll just put in baloney in their details or where it's being mailed to. They're just testing to see if the card goes through. Now, the good part about our system is it doesn't actually run the card. It just tests it and accepts it. We have to do the final processing to actually charge your card. So for people who've had their cards stolen, their number stolen, you never know. You never get charged because we see it's fake and we hit delete. Ron Paul had four or five of those on his campaign website. And so they contacted the Texas-based bank that the card numbers have been taken from and said, hey, you know, here this is. The bank put out a statement when the press asked, saying, yeah, this is routine. They're testing cards. It happens to everybody. But national news said Ron Paul supporters involved in bank heist. And they acted like Ron Paul was robbing banks. Now, anybody who has a shopping cart knows that's not true. Anybody who has an internet shopping cart knows that they test them on items that you sell. But the media knows the public is dumb enough, some of the public, that they'll hear that, and man, he's involved in counterfeit gold. He's involved in stealing from banks. We've had COINTELPRO on us, and other people who aren't COINTELPRO pick up on it. And I talk about this sometimes because it's very frustrating to me. It doesn't make me mad that they're saying it about me personally. It makes me mad that it's so easy to divert and distract and keep good people from doing meaningful work and being involved in waking other people up about real issues. I mean, we're in a sea of corruption, and most of our movement just ninnies and nitpicks on other people in the movement. I don't know, it was probably about 2-3 years ago, this one group of ne'er-do-wells. And this is just an example of me personally. I just gave you two with Ron Paul. So learn how to look for stuff like this. They go out on the web and they say, Alex Jones works for ABC News. And their proof? Alex Jones' radio show is an affiliate of ABC. Now, that's not true. But just by saying that, since then other people get it, and then they add even more onto it. And then it just goes, it's, you know, it's kind of like the game where you whisper one thing in somebody's ear and it goes around the table, and by the time it gets back around, it's something completely different. And then these people will call me, they'll write me, I'll even try to send an email back, you know, listeners, and they'll go, you need to answer for this right now. And I'll say, well, we have, used to have Stars Encore satellite, and you know, we leased a feed from them. We're on some K-band deal that the people that we lease it from have a sub-channel on, and it's mainly international Christian broadcasting stuff, and there's people now saying we work for them. How this works, and I know station owners are really laughing at this. If you don't believe me, just call a radio station. And when the board operator answers, say, do you have a Star Guide receiver? And they'll say yes. And they'll ask, why are you asking? Oh, I'm, you know, just doing a paper. Just, you know, and get them to answer you, or just say, I'm just curious, and say, is that how you get all your syndicated shows? And they'll say, yeah. And you can ask, are there different companies, different people on there? And they'll say, yeah. I mean, it's just like if I have a cell phone through AT&T. Now, I'm not an affiliate of ABC or AT&T. Ted Anderson goes for $5,000-something a month, and he leases a feed, and they have thousands of feeds. you know, if your local college baseball team is putting their baseball games out over the local talk station and it's syndicated, chances are it's going over a Star Guide feed, and there's three Star Guide satellites, Jones, Clear Channel, and ABC. Jones is more expensive. Clear Channel, and Ted didn't know this the first time he leased one from them, they'll sell you the feed, but what they don't tell you is all Star Guide receivers that stations have only allow Star Guide programming down them, and so they'll never give you the access code to be able to even get your program out of the box. Station owners know about this, too. So for a couple months, Ted had that, and it was worthless. So we got ABC. They're the least expensive, and they've got the most feeds. There's thousands of shows. And so it'd be just like if you called up and you got phone service with somebody. But see, it doesn't matter. They know the public doesn't verify, doesn't check into things. And then it turns into, I work for ABC. I mean, Genesis is wholly owned by Ted Anderson. Ted Anderson has a corporation in Minnesota. No one else owns it but Ted Anderson. But see, that doesn't matter. Or there was another case about 4 years ago where there are hundreds of companies named Genesis. I mean, there's porno magazines named Genesis, and there's communications companies named Genesis, and they found some deal where there was a Saudi Arabian owned some totally separate company called Genesis, and every day we get emails, this article says you're owned by Saudi Arabians, and we're like, no, we're not. That's how the rumor that the IRS is incorporated in Delaware started, because in the 1930s, there was a company incorporated IRS there. Doesn't matter, the Federal Reserve and the IRS was around 20 years before. People found that corporate filing that said IRS. It doesn't matter. I mean, the point is I just see the things that people... And let's just say I was an affiliate and worked for ABC, which I don't. You can verify that in 10 seconds. Go look at the corporate filings for Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I mean, do some real research for once in your life. It doesn't matter. The point is that this is the type of stuff they're doing to Ron Paul, and it is effective. I mean, I've had so many emails and calls going, but he's involved in counterfeit gold. Well, number one, he's not involved with that company. That wasn't involved with the campaign, number one. Number two, Ron Paul... It's just so incredible. It's just so incredible. So what if Ron Paul's face is on gold and silver coins? It's legal for you to go buy gold yourself and stamp the Easter Bunny on the front of it if you want. That's not illegal. It doesn't matter. It's just. I'm so frustrated for you out there, some of you out there, because you just don't listen. All right, you know what? I never got to the clips. I never got to your calls. Let's just try to go to Dorian in South Carolina. Dorian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Ellis?
Good.
I just wanted to... This is my first time calling in to your show, and I just want to congratulate you on all the work that you do. I know it's hard for you, but, you know, just keep your head up. Keep informing people.
Well, God bless you. I'm trying my best, Dorian. What's on your mind?
I'm kind of nervous, but, you know, I just appreciate you waking me up to 9/11, and, you know, because I was really in the dark. I didn't know, you know, what to believe, and I'm glad that your information, you know, kind of brought new light to me. And, you know, I'm just glad that you have a show with somebody like you, you know, to inform people. Because, you know, the media, you know how they spin things and lie. And I'm just glad you're here for the people to inform them, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm trying my best, my friend.
Yes, sir. And don't worry about, you know, the media saying that you are conspiracy theorists and all that. Just keep doing what you do. Because a lot of people, I try to inform people on some of the words, you know, some of the things that you say, and they laugh, and like it's a joke and all, but... If you look it up or Google it, man, it's actually on the internet, you know.
Well, it's in government documents. It's mainstream news. Dorian, how did you come by my information?
My older brother, he started listening to you about 2006. He's in the Coast Guard now, and he got a film. I forgot the name of the film, but I watched it. You know, it was about 9/11 and Bohemian Grove and all that type of stuff. And it really woke me up. And I got your film, Endgame, and I watched it. It's a pretty good film. It's some pretty bad stuff going on that they're trying to do to us, but it's a good film. And I was going to make some copies of it. I hadn't watched the whole thing, but I just came across you on the internet on Infowars.com. And I think you're a good man. Just don't worry about these crazy people out here in the media, Fox News especially, because they don't really know anything. They just tricking the people, brainwashing, you know.
You're absolutely right, Dorian. Good to have you on board, and God bless you. Keep spreading the word about the broadcast. Now, my point was about ABC. I'm not an affiliate of ABC. We lease a feed that you can go lease. You know, the way for you peons out there to find out about this is why don't you contact them yourself and go lease a feed from them. But the point is, I'm telling the truth, so how does it matter how I'm delivered to you?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091, or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This free-flowing stretch of roadway could be a toll collection plaza. None of these drivers need stop to pay tolls, slow down, or hunt for change. But all tolls will be collected and violators will be cited. It all happens electronically in a system designed and developed in Orange County, California, by Hughes Aircraft Company, a General Motors subsidiary. Toll booths, stop and start traffic, barriers. These are all familiar to anyone traveling on our nation's conventional toll roads. But Hughes has replaced all this with a sleek, unobtrusive gantry spanning the roadway. At the heart of the system...
There they are admitting existing, towing existing roads. That's from like 15 years ago. And it's all the military-industrial complex. They just come buy off politicians, have them hand over the roads to them, and make trillions in the aggregate. They don't play games. And this is an eight-minute clip. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. I meant to go over more of it. But, you know, they act, oh, did the drug companies know? Did they know it caused suicide? Well, it turns out they did. But then they say, oh, if it's not properly given, it's not good. No, it causes depression, and they know it. Here it is.
This is 911. Who is this? Where is your sister? What is she trying to do? Take pills?
What? No, my dad told me.
Come on, tell me!
Our beautiful little girl Candace died by hanging 4 days after ingesting 100 milligrams of Zoloft.
Matt violently and with great difficulty took his own life.
She ended the night by cutting her wrist. I found Jacob hanging from the rafter in our attic.
It wasn't the disease that caused my daughter to viciously mutilate herself. It was the drug.
These parents believe the drug companies had evidence there was a risk, but never told them.
I'd like to introduce you to my daughter, Caitlin Elizabeth McIntosh. Well, it's actually only a two-dimensional image of her, but it's all I have left. She died of suicide at age 12 years and 3 months, just 8 weeks after being put on Paxil.
I'm going to play all of it tomorrow and comment on it, but they now have to put it in the inserts that it causes violent outbreaks, suicide, psychopathic breaks. They already knew this. They knew this when the head of the company got it approved. That was Donald Rumsfeld in 83, the first big drug in this line. And they know what they're doing, and that's why they rule us. And then when you get depressed on the first bout, then they put you on more. And after a few years, you're on average of four of these. Children on average of seven. And you look at the molecular makeup of these drugs, much more deadly than heroin or cocaine. And they also, you're four times more likely to get on illegal drugs after you've been on these classes of drugs. But it's also the physical things. They're very bad for your body. But you notice the parents still think their daughter had a disease of being depressed. You know, there are hundreds of new mental diseases every year. We're all mentally ill, and none of us who are mentally ill can own guns. And this new superclass of psychiatrists will rule over us. We're out of time, folks. Man, this is good therapy. I was really sick this morning, and I came in here to the show, and I felt a lot better by the end of the show. I still feel like, you know, really bad. But... I feel a lot better. I'll be here live tomorrow, and we do have some big guests coming up throughout the week. If you missed any of the first hour, where I got into Ron Paul, the Money Bomb, and a lot more, the show continues after this quick break at InfoWars.com. Go to the streams right there on the site. For 21 hours, they will restream until we're back live tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And there's also the free podcast at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can go subscribe to that. Listen how you want, when you want, where you want. And get in game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Get Loose Change Final Cut. Get the truth out to people. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv to see all my films online in super high quality right now. You can get 5+ months free in the month of December when you sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. And by the way, your support makes everything we do possible. God bless you all. Now get out there and take on the new world order. Transmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.